Welcome. Today we're discussing the mind-blowing advancements in AI, from image generation to coding tools. It's a wild ride, folks, so buckle up.
Wow, Person One, this is a lot to unpack. This week in AI feels like a decade. Where do we even begin with this explosion of new tech?
Right? Let's start with the elephant in the anime-fied room. GPT-4.0's image generator. It's turning the internet into, as our input puts it, a Ghibli anime cartoon nightmare. Remember Miyazaki's warning about AI in art? Well,
yeah, it seems those prophetic words are coming true. Every meme is getting the anime makeover, whether we like it or not. But seriously, the tech behind it is fascinating. Pixel by pixel, left to right, top to bottom, who knew?
I know, right? It's not just about anime-fying everything, though. This thing can generate marketing material, infographics, even comics, with almost perfect text rendering. I'm throwing Canva in the trash.
Hold on. Canva in the trash? That's a bold statement. While impressive, I'm still hesitant. The input mentioned almost good comics. What about those AI girlfriends everyone's talking about? That seems to be the real buzz.
True. Upgrading your AI waifu with new outfits and poses, adding her to family photos, it's a whole new level of something. But hey, it's a testament to the tech. And the controversial watermarking? Talk about a dystopian twist. The C2PA is watching.
Privacy versus misinformation. It's a tough one. But let's pivot. Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro. Quietly crushing it, according to our input. Big context window, great for coding, better reasoning than OpenAI's models, and free.
Free is the magic word, but the Chinese AI scene is exploding too. DeepSeek 3.1, Alibaba's Qwen 2.5 Omni, which can see, talk, and write. Tencent's T1, ByteDance's Dapo. It's a coder's paradise and a potential code-fixing nightmare.
So much code to review, which brings us to CodeRabbit, today's sponsor. Sounds pretty neat. Catching those subtle coding issues, it's like having a super-powered linter at your fingertips.
Exactly. Constantly learning, getting smarter. It seems like an essential tool for navigating this brave new world of AI-generated code. So much happening so fast. I'm excited, but also a little terrified, if I'm being honest.
Me too. It's like we're on the cusp of something big. The singularity, maybe? Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Catch you in the next one.
Goodbye.